translations. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person by hearing about Him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authority, they also transcend the path of birth and death.
So, again, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is stressing on the point how to avoid death. This is the whole scheme of Vedic knowledge. Janmamitu Jaladvayadhi Dukkha Dushanta. That people have no knowledge. They have become just like animals. Animals, you take them to the slaughterhouse, they cannot do anything. They are becoming slaughtered. So, people at the present moment, they are also being slaughtered by the laws of nature. But they do not know, and the animals do not know how to protect. They do not know. The animal thinks that what can be done? I must be slaughtered. So, the present civilization also given to the laws of nature, being carried away by the waves of nature, and subjected to the repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. No scientist can stop it. But still they are very much proud of our heart. They do not know the real problem and how to solve it. But still they are very much proud. Actual problem is this. So even they do not know, they can hear that we are opening centers all over the world. Why? Just to give them the chance to hear. To hear. If people only come to this center, the centers of spiritual knowledge, the Krishna-consciousness movement, here, the Bhagavad Gita, as it is, without any so-called scholastic interpretation, all that stuff, as it is, then they also can realize the benefit, so much so that they can also stop their repetition of birth, death, and all this. It is so nice. Anne means general point, not very important man. Anne to evam ajananta. They do not know, because they are like animals. What is Khetra? Krishna is discussing in this chapter. What is Khetra? What is Khetrapa? What is knowledge? What is nuevo? What is Prakriti? What is Purush? Who is studying all these things? There is no institution, no school, college, university to study this. They have medical college. Khetra means this body. Idam sarilam khetra matla vidhiya. So they have little knowledge about this anatomical, physiological condition of this body. But they do not know the khetra of Brahma. Khetra of Brahma they do not. They may know something. But Krishna says, khetra khetra gayog jnanam jod jnanam tad dharam matam matam. Unless you know the khetra and khetra of Brahma, both, then your knowledge is imperfect. The medical man, a very experienced medical man, attending a man on this deathbed, oxygen, gas, injection, everything is supplied, but the man dies, and when he dies, the medical man says, we cannot say what has happened. We have tried our best, with the modern medical appliances, but we do not know what it is. Therefore, their knowledge is imperfect. They cannot say. They do not know that there is the soul, the extra God, who has now left his body. Therefore, it is nothing but enough of matter. Then, Purusha Prakriti, Prakriti is this material nature, Purusha, the living entity, the inferior Purusha and the superior Purusha, Hanumanta, Upadrashya, the super soul, is overlooking the activities of the Jiva soul, and according to his karma, he is giving a different type of body, Kshetra, again he is working, again he is creating another situation. This vast knowledge is unknown to the modern educational people. But here it is in the Bhagavad Gita, they can take advantage of it. But the fools and rascals will not take advantage. They remain like animals in the ignorance, like cats and dogs. That is it. Anyway, how to enlighten these cats and dogs? That is described here by Krishna. Anne. Anne to evam ajananta. There are people, cats and dogs. I am not speaking cats and dogs. This Astro says. The Shastra says, Krishnatma buddhi pranapesi pāpite sadhik palatra nisubhoma kīpyati jatrita buddhi sarilena parhite janeshu avigyeshu chayva gopala. Go means cow and phara means ass. Anyone breathing this bodily concept of God. I am this, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahmin, I am Sudra, I am black, I am green, I am white, I am black, I am male, I am female. So many body concepts of God. The Shastra says all of them are no better than the cow and the ass. Saiva Bhokha, Krishna Bhuddhi. This body is a bag made of three dhatu, Papa Kitsu Bhai. A bag of flesh and blood and bone. I am not this. I am Brahman. I am this soul. That is knowledge. But people have no such knowledge. Therefore they are called, according to Shastra, Gokhal. Go means cow, animal. And Kala means ass. Sayo Gokhal. Krishna Bhuddhi. So generally, people, at least at the modern age, we do not know. They are known for big, big professors. And sometimes, repeatedly spoken to you that one professor, Potowski, in Moscow, he says he is a big man of Indology. And he says, Sanji, after this body is annihilated. There is nothing. Everything is finished. This is your knowledge. Gopala. All Gopala. We take immediately that here is another Gopala. Cow or ass. Although he is posing himself as a big professor of Indology. Gopala. And Bhagavad Gita also says, Anne, all common men. One who does not know. Anne to evam ajananta, they do not know. What is this body? What is the occupier of the body? What is the purusha? What is the uttama purusha? Or the purusha uttama? What is the field of activities? What is this prakriti, nature? How it is working? They do not know. Saiva gopara. So the body gopara, these two hands and two hands, two legs, gopharas. For them, this Krishna consciousness movement is being pushed off. So that the gopharas may kindly come and hear Bhagavad Gita and see how the deep thing was. How Krishna is recognized as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By seeing only, by sitting only, by hearing only. This is the chance. It is not either or thing. Nonsensical. It is worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but man. But one has to learn the art and the science about it. Therefore, we are opening all over the world different centers so that the gopas can take advantage of this. Otherwise, why in this old day? What is the use of fighting with Mr. Man and take this land? Because we are anxious to open centers, people, the gopala people may come and take advantage. That is our mission. We don't want that they remain gopalas and lose the chance of this human world. That's it. Our mission is very big. The best welfare, other welfare activity is to keep them as gopalas and promise them also. Sorts of big, big promises. No, we do not say. Our mission is to enlighten him that he is not this body, he is the soul, there is super soul, both the soul and the super soul living in this body. The super soul is observing and the living entity is working according to his work, he is getting the results. A different type of body, in this way, repeatedly, he is taking birth, and repeatedly he is dying. So one has to stop this repetition of birth and death. That is the purpose. That is the purpose. But they do not know how to stop the repetition, then neither they do know. This can be avoided. And this Atma says, Guru Nasashtar, Sadhano Nasashtar, Pita Nasashtar, in this way. Namotaya samupeta mrittum. A guru, Sunnat becoming guru. A father, Sunnat becoming father. A mother, Sunnat becoming mother. Nobody should become relatives, kinsmen. If one cannot save his son, his disciple, his friend from the imminent danger of birth and death. The society should be like that. Everyone should be eager to save his friend, to save his son, to save his disciple from the imminent danger of birth and death. But they are not. Neither they do know how to stop it, neither they are interested. But that is the real law. How to stop? Janma mitra jara sarvi dukkha dushana yoja. So here Krishna says, anne to Abhajananta, Sutva, simply by hearing. If you hear from a realized person, of course, interestedly, seriously, then you can get anything. Sutva. Sutva, annebhya upasate, just like in very matter. Just like the children, they do not understand. Or the children's father, anyone, they do not understand. But if they come here and simply hear, the children there are chanting Hare Krishna, offering obeisances, they are offering a lamp, they are playing some instrument, all these things will never go in vain. It is being accounted. This is called Abhyata Sukriti. By doing this, doing this, doing this, repeatedly, one day becomes a great devotee. It doesn't require studying all the Vedic literature. Simply, if one is accustomed to the practice of devotional service, and hear the vibration, Hare Krishna Mantra. Simply by hearing, it is said, Sutta Annebha Upasate, these are the upasana. You know or do not know when you offer an obeisance the Supreme Personality of Godhead is immediately technically claiming, or this living entity has now offered some respect. Hey! It is so nice. And then by hearing, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was discussing with Ramananda Rao about this process of enhancing the spiritual life, so Ramananda Rao first proposed Varnasrama Dharma, Varnasrama Charavata Purushena Parasupa, Vishnu Aradhyate Pumsa, Nannatta Purushakarma. The Varnasrama system, Vedic system, that is the beginning of human life. Those who are not in the jurisdiction of Varnasrama, four Varnas, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and four Ashram, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanasa, one who does not follow this principle, they are not considered as human. They are in Gopas. So, real human life begins accepting these principles of Varnasrama. So, Ramananda Raya proposed that actual human life, because human life is meant for realization of God. That is only necessity. Not to increase a type of civilization, how we instead of eating simple things, how we can eat beef. That is not an advancement of civilization. That is animal. Ahara Vidra Vaya Samana Meta. Pashu. What is that advancement? It's flesh is eaten by tiger's dog. So if you have learned how to eat flesh, does it mean that you advance civilization? It is the business of tigers and dogs. The dog civilization. So they are interested in advancing dog civilization, cat civilization, and tiger civilization. Not human civilization. Human civilization is Varnasrama Charavata Purushena Parampama Vishnu Aradhyate Pumsa Nannatta Purushakarma. Nothing living is after the thing, Vishnu. The human civilization is how to advance to and understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Nothing to do. In that case, they do not know. Durakaya de Vahidartha Marika. These rascals are interested to adjust things materially. That's all. Dulasaya. It is called Dulasaya. Means which hope will never be fulfilled. That's what is called Dulasaya. A Bahiratha Marana, external and nice. Annada Khan Vairupaniya Marana, Stehi Satantra, Rudani Bhadra. Anna, blind leaders. They are leading other blind men. They do not know. They are under the stringent laws of material nature, what they are programming that will be. Just like these, so many plants are being made. But the result is, rice is selling at 60 kilo. This is the result. The poor man, they are making so many plants, increasing what? Material comfort. But the poor man is still poor man. And I several times told, 50 years ago when I came to Bombay and across, there were persons, care of Rukma, we still there are under care of Rukma. So you cannot improve in that way. But you can improve the position of the living entity by giving them this knowledge, this Krishna consciousness knowledge. What I am. What is this material world or this nature? Why I am suffering? The Bhagavad says therefore, the Seva Heta Purjateta Kodina Balabhati Jada Pratana Purjata. You have many, many lives. Bhunam Janmanam. You have many species of life. But what you could not get in those lives, you can get it now. Manusha. Dullabham manusam janma sadhagat tadavi arsana. In this human formula life, he can make the solution of the problems of this janma mitra. Baba Krishna says,
Devi. Devi means those who are sincere and seriously hearing about this Krishna consciousness message. Devi. Simply by sitting down, the Anubhav is studying and speaking. By becoming a practice scholar, that is good, but it is not necessary. Simply, you have to hear the message.
Devi.
Cha oti taranti. Translate. So, they also. Simply by hearing. So, as I told you, Ramananda Raya, the discussion between Ramananda Raya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Raya proposed different stages of spiritual advancement. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, this is good, but this is external. It is not very effective. Even sarva-dharma and paritrajya-manetam saranam bhajam. That also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it is also not effective. It is not effective for the bookholder. Otherwise it is effective. But in the beginning, it cannot. Now otherwise in the Bhagavad Gita, it is plainly said, Sarvadharmān Purattajyamānetam, who is taking it? Nobody is taking it. Therefore, it is not effective for the bookholder. It is effective for one who is actually human being. But they are not human beings. They are all that can go for it. Therefore, it is not it. If you instruct a dog, and your dog, please surrender to Krishna. Will you do that? The similar human being who does not surrender, he is no better than the dog. What is the difference between dog and this human being? Go for it. The cats, the dogs, they cannot do it. And if you human being, they cannot do it. Then what is the difference? Aharamidrahmayamaitanantasamannamaitatpasmidharana. Simply eating, sleeping, sex life and depending. These are common things of the cats and dogs and the human being. The human being is specially benefited when he surrenders to it. Otherwise it's cat and dog. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that these cats and dogs, they are so degraded, they cannot understand what is the meaning of surrendering to Krishna. They cannot understand. Therefore, he said, Iho Bhadcha Agipav. This is external. Please speak more. Something effective. So, when Ramananda Raya said, Jnane Priyatam Udupasa Namanta, this is a statement given by Brahma. Yani Priyasam Udupasam Namanta Yuga Sanamukritana Vartam Bhavadiya Vartam Sthane Sthita Asitikatam Tanuvana Mano Hi Je Priyasa Aditoti Jitappasi Kayushtila Khyam. When he proposed this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, this is nice. What is that meaning? That Yani Priyasam Udupasam. Because you are no better than anyone. So, what is the value of your speculative knowledge? Jnane Priyasam. Don't endeavor in the speculative way. Jnane Priyasam Udupasam. Give it up. Namal Kaiva. That becomes number one. Humble. Humble and mean. Lord Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of God is for the humble and mean. The Namal Kaiva, Sarma Kharitana Bhagavad Gita Vata. Just try to hear the message of God from realized soul. Sarmakultana, okay. Simply hear. Then, silence to that. You remain in your position. It doesn't matter what you are. You remain in a anesthita sutigatana sarmakultana. Kindly give oral reception to the words. Authoritative words about what is God, or something like that. Then, God is called Ajito. Nobody can call that. Krishna, his another name is Ajito. He becomes Jito, conqueror, simply by hearing from him. Kamesthita Sutigatam Sanumanam Manobhi. There are many such verses in Bhagavad also. Śrīmad-bhāva śrādhā krishna punya savana kītana vidvantatya avadrāni vidhūnati śrī tata. When you begin to hear about Krishna, Śrīmad-bhāva, śrādhā krishna, so Krishna is in your heart. He immediately becomes aware, oh, this man, this human being, is now hearing śrīmad-bhāva. If you simply hear, if you do not understand what it is being spoken by the children, they do not understand it. But they are hearing. They are sitting. They are hearing. Or some comment. They do not understand. I am speaking in English. But because they are hearing, it is Punya Sravana Kirtan. They are acquiring pride. Okay. This is called Agyata Sukriti. Piety acquired without knowledge. Agyata Sukriti. Punna Samana Kita. Sinnathana Samadhatsasana Punna Samana Kita. Samana Kita. One is hearing and one is chanting. Both of them becoming pious. Punna Samana Kita. Rizvan Tatka. And the more you become pious in this way, the all the dirty things within your heart will be clean.
Therefore Krishna has said, Sebi cha atitaram keva mrittum.
He can also conquer over mrittum. What if he conquer over mrittum? He can conquer over ajito, which is never conquered by anyone. Ajito vi jito pasi. So these things are there. We should take advantage of the It's hard work, Vedic knowledge. It is India's property. Everything was cultivated in India. But because Andhara-dhāna-dhairu-panyamāna, our rascal leaders, they are living this Andhara. They are not interested. They are not interested. They are not interested how to eat, eat, drink one. Very horrible condition of India. Those who are responsible persons. They should take note of it and try to spread Krishna consciousness movement as far as possible. That will be beneficial for all the people in general and the future. This is our movement. Thank you very much.